Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're looking at some of the most common mistakes that I see multifamily investors make in their underwriting. I'm literally presented with opportunities for multifamily projects of all shapes and sizes across many markets on a daily and weekly basis. Sometimes this analysis is performed by lenders, sometimes by mortgage brokers, and sometimes by the principals themselves. So here we go. I'm going to give you the top five mistakes I see most often when looking at multifamily apartment pro formas. The first mistake I see relates to the vacancy rate proposed in the deal analysis. I've seen projects representing a 2% vacancy rate. When asked how they came up with 2%, the answer usually involves matching the market vacancy rate. But herein lies the problem. Anytime a tenant vacates an apartment, there's work required to restore that apartment to rent-ready condition. It usually involves a checklist of items that cannot be completed until the tenant vacates the unit. In most cases, that unit turn is going to take several days, maybe even a couple of weeks, to complete, depending on supplies. Some walls will need to be painted, maybe some carpeting replaced. You might need to repair some window blinds or screens on a window. There could be some scratches in the hardwood floor that will need to be screened and repolished. Finally, once all the work is done and a cleaning crew will come through to deliver the apartment in rent-ready condition for the new tenant. It is theoretically possible to get a unit turn done in a single day, but unless all of the materials for that unit turn are available on-site at the start of that day, chances are it's going to take multiple days. And as soon as you're into multiple days, you've just experienced 1 month worth of vacancy. So that unit now has an 8% vacancy rate for that year. If you fill every single unit perfectly as soon as they're rent ready at the start of the next calendar month, you will still experience vacancy as a result of the unit turns. If you expect 50% of the units to turn over in a single year, well, now you have a 4% vacancy rate, simply emanating from the unit turns with no real vacancy, such as you might experience in market vacancy. The second mistake I see is a failure to account for leasing commissions. Some percentage of new tenants will be introduced by a broker or a leasing agent who would naturally expect to earn a commission equivalent to 1 month rent. Most pro formas that I see do not budget for this very real and legitimate cost. Number three, I see building owners failing to budget for the unit turns themselves. Most unit turns cost somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 to complete when you take into account painting, cleaning, and the most minor of repairs. I often see all of this lumped under repairs and maintenance. But this is not repairs and maintenance. In my mind, repairs and maintenance are a separate line item. Number four, I see building owners failing to properly budget for repairs and maintenance. And I'll give you a simple example. The number one insurance claim by far is water damage. And the number one cause of water damage is the failure of an old rusted out water heater. Insurance companies now have a habit of requiring owners to replace water heaters that have not failed on a proactive basis. They might require the water heaters to be replaced every 8 years or every 10 years. That replacement will usually cost around $1,500 for both materials and labor. And if the replacement schedule is every 8 years, now you need to budget $15.63 per month in reserve just for water heater replacement. But that's not the only appliance that can fail. You've got dishwashers, washing machines, refrigerators, ceiling fans, air conditioners, furnace. All of them are experiencing shorter lifespans in the last few decades. These need to be part of your maintenance reserves. The final area that I see mistakes is in the forecasting for rent growth. We went through a couple of years of extensive, unsustainable rent growth. Yes, it's all inflationary, and inflation is real, and it's not going away anytime soon. But just because rents went up by 9% last year, or 14%, or 19%, it doesn't mean you should change your underwriting rules for rent growth. They would still remain at that long-term average income growth, around 2%. Of course, depending on the market, we're going to experience a little bit of a reversion to the mean when it comes to rent growth. Rents are absolutely falling this year, and they're likely to fall next year as well, as the number of new deliveries into the market puts downward pressure on rents. So if you're underwriting multifamily apartment real estate projects, make sure you find a conservative investor with a large portfolio who can help you with the metrics that will stand the test of time. As you think about that, Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.